This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will be sentenced tomorrow. Federal prosecutors would like Guzman to spend the rest of his life in prison, but they've also come up with a dollar figure they say El Chapo earned as head of the Sinaloa drug cartel. You ready? $12,666,181,704. And they would like the criminal mastermind to pay it back. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
That $12 billion and change represents the total amount of cocaine, marijuana, and heroin prosecutors say Guzman trafficked into the U.S., multiplied by the average street prices of those drugs.
That is, of course, questionable in terms of the actual profit.
Vonda Fulbach-Brown studies drug cartels and organized crime at the Brookings Institution.
Drug trafficking groups have very substantial outlays. They need to pay corruption fees that can be enormous. They need to keep paying their foot soldiers. So just like for any business, profits are just a portion of what the revenues are.
But even if that number is accurate or close, there's another issue for the U.S. government, according to Bruce Bagley at the University of Miami.
The problem is, of course, that they have not found one single cent of the money that he supposedly has because he has hidden it all.
Turns out drug lords are pretty good at laundering money. Elliot Williams is a former federal prosecutor who is now a principal at the lobbying and consulting firm The Raven Group. He says it's very unlikely that the U.S. government's going to be able to seize cash, much less $12 billion of it.
But what prosecutors can do is seize what are called substitute assets, which would be property that they know that he has that was paid for with the proceeds of crime.
Because he says the Drug Enforcement Administration needs something to show for its years-long pursuit of El Chapo. But Fulbach Brown at Brookings says seizing assets has a limited impact.
They are effective against individuals. They are effective against a portion of a network. Never yet have they managed to significantly hamper, let alone disable, the entire illicit economy, the entire organized crime enterprise.
The DEA says El Chapo's Sinaloa cartel remains the biggest producer of drugs on U.S. streets, and other Mexican drug rings have been rising since the kingpin's capture in 2014. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.